Now, you've always been one to stress minimal reduction. So tell me, why is this technique important to you? Why is that philosophy important to you?
Well, minimal reduction, there's a nice German research paper that shows us that the closer to the pulp you get, the more endo problems there are. And that's just common sense. So as teeth get older and you start making crowns and you go down the tooth quite a bit farther down on the root, you're getting pretty close to the pulp. And so then what happens is there's a high incidence of endo after crowning. I've heard as much as 17%, and certainly not that much in our office, but that's what I've heard. So then they do the endo, and then, of course, they put in the post, the metal post, which fractures the root, and then they lose the tooth. Or get some other problem, end up taking a crown off, doing a second crown, and it leads to tooth loss. So we don't want to get to the endo in the first place. We want vital teeth. And by staying away from the pulp, by avoiding crowns, we were able to do that. We're just using new concepts. So we basically do onlay, adhesion onlays, and the prep for those is essentially flat. The 3-millimeter occlusal reduction, which keeps you 5 or 6 millimeters from the pulp. And we just don't have any problems. And the data supports it, and research data supports the adhesion onlay as a really good technique. So that's what we're doing, BJ, just avoiding getting close to the pulp on any conditions at all.
What technology have you seen that especially benefits what you teach?
Well, the technology, there's two areas there. One is the adhesives, of course, and we couldn't do what we're doing without powerful adhesives. And then the second thing is now that we're doing CAD-CAM and all that, we're finding very, very strong onlay materials that we can bond essentially on the occlusal and protect the tooth against cracking and all the things that crowns are supposed to do, but without getting close to the pulp. So we've got advances in adhesion. We've got advances in the indirect restorative materials. Those are the big areas.
And how about in the way of diagnostic materials?
Diagnostic, well, we use a lot of diagnosis. Most people don't. We used Diagnodent for a while, and it has its limitations, as I'm sure most people know. And now we're into some alternative ways of detecting caries. In my own practice, I really don't see much caries activity, but there's a device called a CariScan Pro that I think originated in Ireland, and it's more than 95% accurate in detecting caries, and it does it electrically. Totally revolutionary.
One of my trips to California to hear you brought in Eddie Lynch to talk on ozone. Tell me a little bit about ozone in dentistry, because you've been a pioneer for ozone.
Sure, BJ. Yeah, Eddie Lynch is an amazing guy. He's a storehouse of information. I've never seen anything like it. He's an Irishman that's now in England. But he introduced dental ozone in, let me get this right, 2004. I heard about it, so first thing I did is called up Eddie and said, "Hey, Eddie, I want to learn from you. Be my mentor." You know, the same thing I did with Fusayama. And of course, he's a gracious guy, so I went over there and spent a week at the university and talking to him and his students and his researchers and learned about it. And what ozone basically does is two things. It kills bacteria and, of course, other biological stuff, but in a carious lesion, you're killing bacteria. And then you're oxidizing the pyruvic acid and so forth in the lesion so that the lesion becomes basic, and bacteria don't recolonize very well in a base, and they want acid. So then you change that, and then what do? You tip the balance to remineralization instead of demineralization, and it's teeth heal about 2-3 millimeters most of the time if you just change the conditions. And ozone will do it, and then you can supplement the ozone with things like Fuji 7, which puts in strontium and fluoride into the tooth to make a tooth that's even more resistant to decay than the original. So it's, again, a revolutionary concept. You know, I do use it all the time.